Update of the avalanche forecast for Wednesday, the 8th of April 2026. The danger of wet avalanches will already increase in the late morning. Earlier in the day it applies above 2,400-meter moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. Later in the day it applies above 2,600-meter moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3. In the late morning, as a consequence of warming during the day and solar radiation, there will be a rapid increase in the danger of moist and wet avalanches. Avalanches can penetrate deep layers and reach large size in isolated cases, also on very steep sunny slopes at elevated altitudes. Avalanche-prone locations for dry avalanches are to be found on very steep west, north and east-facing slopes above approximately 2,600 meters. The avalanche-prone locations are difficult to recognize. Whomping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack can indicate the danger. In steep terrain, there is a danger of falling on the hard snow surface. And now the snowpack. Outgoing longwave radiation during the night will be good. The surface of the snowpack has frozen to form a strong crust only at high altitudes and will already soften in the late morning. The snowpack will become increasingly wet all the way through. This applies in all aspects below approximately 2,600 meters, as well as on steep sunny slopes at elevated altitudes. Isolated avalanche-prone weak layers exist in the top section of the old snowpack. Towards its base, the snowpack consists of faceted crystals. This applies in particular on west, north and east-facing slopes above approximately 2,200 meters, as well as on steep sunny slopes in high alpine regions. We have the following danger patterns: DP.10, springtime scenario, DP.1, deep persistent weak layer. The tendency for Thursday, the 9th of April 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.